Welcome to Kinsman Redeemer Ministries, a Christian identity church that believes in the good news that the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, Germanic, and kindred people are the true Israel of Scriptures. Well, good morning. I'm Pastor Mark Downey, and today's message is entitled, Why Some People Just Don't Get It. And before I get going here, I have to give honorable mention to Pastor Chuck Cooler, to whom I was inspired with today's message, in his recent article in the Virginia Christian Israelite newsletter, which was titled, Why Some Understand and Many Do Not. Well, when I first heard the Christian identity message, I knew innately within the core of my being that it was the truth. Without even hearing or studying the hundreds of proofs substantiating this claim, I immediately accepted it. So many things began to make sense. I know for some people there is not this immediate acceptance. I know some people it's taken several years, and I would constantly ask them, well, do you believe the identity message? And they say, well, I'm one-third of the way there, or I'm two-thirds of the way there. But for myself, when I first heard the very idea that white people are the Israel people of the Bible, it instantly made sense. Now, there are many avenues which can lead a white person to the realization that the Bible was not written to all the races of the earth. We, and we alone, fulfill the words of Scripture predicted for Israel. Before I got this great revelation, I was well acquainted with historical revisionism and was reading Professor Arthur Butt's book, The Hoax of the 20th Century, as well as many other books dealing with the so-called Jewish Holocaust of World War II, which led me to periphery literature such as Elizabeth Dilling's book, The Plot Against Christianity, which was written in the 1940s, and at that time had copied exact facsimile straight out of the Talmud so that there was no doubt about how Jews felt about Jesus Christ. This is a real eye-opener to people that ever see this. Well, the Jews and their lies, as Martin Luther put it, automatically divorced themselves from biblical truth and any purported associations they claim with the Holy Bible. But some people still claim Jewish disinformation as factual, and thus are deceived. Christian identity is not the easiest message to enlighten those who already have a belief system that is resistant to a combination of race and religion. There just aren't that many beliefs out there these days that combine the two. Most of your world religions today are universalist. It's true that the Jewish-controlled media and government and churches and schools, etc., have exacerbated a fair presentation of the facts. There never has been a national debate on a primetime TV program, let alone radio, between Billy Graham and Pete Peters or who have you, the main proponents of both belief systems. It just hasn't happened, and for good reason. They would probably lose. This refined science of mind control and propaganda is probably one of the greatest influences to overcome. But there is another reason why people just don't get it, aside from an unwillingness to understand. That reason comes from God in His own Word. Quote, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. John 6:44. In other words, no man comes to God or understands the things of God unless God himself attracts those he chooses. That's what it's saying. And even more astounding to those who just don't get it is the scriptural assertion of predestination. Now, I know that's a hard thing to explain, let alone to accept with non-believers. Nevertheless, that's exactly the premise found in 2 Timothy 1:9, whereby the Lord has, quote, called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, end quote. Romans 8:28-30 confirms that those destined by God are an exclusive group. Let's read it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Could it be that only some will be called, and therefore others will not understand? That would explain a great deal of the animosities and jealousies of those that haven't gotten the call, or have gotten it and resist it. Consider the plethora. The word plethora means a hemorrhage, just a gushing forward. Consider a plethora of clergy that serve themselves rather than God. They got a pretty cushy little deal there, you know, that occupation of being a minister or a pastor. Can't say that for myself because I'm self-employed and I consider myself a lay pastor. I've never gone to seminary or Bible college. But isn't it logical to conclude that they have never been called by God and are impersonating a holy occupation? Otherwise, they would be the good shepherds that they're supposed to be, and we wouldn't see all this tragedy going on in our country. The same could be said about the millions of people who claim to be Christian, not based upon a knowledge of Christianity and what it means, but rather that they attend a church or follow some minister. Maybe some minister on TV. What's the big question in a conversation sometimes? What church do you go to? Heard that very often? This would explain the great apostate church. Apostate means falling away from the original. A great apostate church of every stripe of self-proclaimed orthodoxy that do not bring forth the fruits of the kingdom of God. They pontificate incessantly, all for naught, because one brother may be called and chosen, and another not. We can't all be chosen because that just isn't according to God's word. God chooses, God discriminates. Paul, preaching at Antioch, said, "The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt." Acts 13:17. This was not a choice of the individual. It was a divine decision. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, put it even more succinctly in John 15:16, when he said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." Could it be that those who just don't get it do so in their own ignorance, as they have not been called from the very beginning? They can't get it, even if they tried, because God has not selected them for His purposes. That's why, as a pastor, I can only admonish those receiving the word up to a certain point. If a person does not have ears to hear or eyes to see, whatever their beliefs are beforehand, it is usually because they are not called of God at this point in time. There are others who are ready to receive the message, and that is God's purpose for outreach. That's what I'm called to do, to carry the message of the good news. The scales will fall from their eyes once they are given the truth of who they are and what their responsibilities are. When we consider what the Bible has to say regarding Israel, it should be easy enough to accept the fact that the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Germanic, Scandinavian, and kindred people are the only race of people which corresponds to the identification marks of Israel set forth in scriptures thousands of years ago. The greatest opposition to the identity message is the Talmudic Antichrist and their spawn of Judeo-Christian churches. They got a lot to lose if all of a sudden they're found out not to be God's chosen people, but masquerading as such. The second greatest adversary comes from those people who just don't want to get it because of their preconceived notions about reality. And the third greatest stumbling block, and I might add the saddest, is those that are mentally crippled. They are victims of satanic manipulation. And I use the word satanic not in the sense of a personified supernatural entity, but as a corporate body of people in the world today that are opposed and work against God Almighty. And we certainly see that in the media. We certainly see that in the Judeo-Christian churches. And there's a grand strategy to deceive people. And the victims are the great masses of people that are in need of divine healing. And I believe that the day will come when those of us that do know the truth will lay hands on them if need be to heal them from all the mental deception that has permeated their daily lives. The aforementioned do not qualify, therefore, as God's elect at this time, simply because they are not equipped with the intelligence to ascertain God's will. If they are to be called sometime in the future, that is God's will. The timing of when God wants to call us into service is something we have no control over. There are many forces that try to lead our people astray and neutralize their calling in life. Is it any wonder why our race has become so cursed when their hearts are so full of rejection to be saved from the things they despise? I'm a frequent poster on the internet of Stormfront, constantly posting the good news of the identity message. And there are other people who constantly belittle that message. And so there you have two opposing viewpoints whereby third parties look at this and they either hear their calling and accept it with joy, or they believe our adversaries and their spirit is quenched. That, to me, is pretty sad. Some people just don't get it because their pride precludes them from surrendering conceptually to a creator God of the universe, having a special plan to take dominion of the earth and to make this planet a paradise as it was intended from the beginning. How can people be opposed to such a wonderful idea as that? For some people, that is just too much to handle in their mental state. If you have and possess the understanding of the identity message, count your blessings and praise God for choosing you during these difficult and trying times. You are part of a select and chosen remnant. With that realization, we can only take in stride the many naysayers and mockers that are lost or are intentionally at enmity with the divine. They are their own worst enemies. Receiving your identity is a gift from above. It's unlike any gift that you will ever receive in life. Some people will never experience life to the full. They are satisfied with the pain and suffering that they see no way out of. Some people don't want the hope of things getting better and are resolved to a self-inflicted status quo of constant doom and gloom. They don't get it, because they refuse to change. And wasn't that the first word out of Jesus' mouth when he commenced his ministry? It was repent, which means change. Change your mental outlook. Change the way you live. For the kingdom of God, or the government of God, is at hand. That is the reason why things are the way they are. You want to complain about the present government of republicrats and antichrist? We get what we deserve. Our government is a reflection of our spiritual awareness. To the nominal Christian, do not miss your chance to heed your calling, for many are called, but few are chosen. They that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Thank you for listening today, and I hope that it made a change in your life. Hail Jesus the Christ, praying our Arian benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of the white race, and I will bless them. Amen.